Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The firm of Harris and Murray.
I do have a giant say.
The opening week of the college football playoff is upon us with Patrick Harris.
Sure is nice to pile on some old pancakes and syrup after a night of beer drinking, isn't it?
And Danny Murray.
Hell, man. My grandmother's quicker and tougher than you pansies. Of course, she's 6'3", 250. And 4'5", 40.
This is the firm of Harris and Murray. First round week of the college football playoff is brought to you by video only on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. Final hour here on the firm of Harris and Meringue. We do this bad boy every single day from 10 to 1 p.m. After us, we'll send it over to Duck Insider. After that, we'll do the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then, baby, you guessed it. It's prime time from 3 to 7, taking you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live, local, regional sports talk radio. The Oregon Ducks will take on James Madison this Saturday. Ducks and Dukes are on the Fan this Saturday. Pre-game coverage starts at noon with Ducks Game Day, brought to you by Coors Light, and wraps up with the Dick Hanna Dealership's post-game scoreboard following the game. I think it's easy to say for you Duck fans out there that this will be one to remember. This will be a big one. You're hosting a playoff game at Autzen for the first time in your life. You hope it's not the last time. I doubt it will be the last time. Although I think everybody aspires for the bye. That's a conversation for a different day. But Danny, I thought we'd kick off our coverage here of Ducks and James Madison and asking the question, should we, I really don't love how dismissive we are of this game already, but I don't know how to get myself to not be dismissive of this game. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I do.
Like, I know why we're doing it. I absolutely know why, but I'm trying to find a way to get myself and to stop thinking about Texas Tech and think about James Madison.
I mean, I hope Oregon doesn't think about JMU at all.
The look on your face is terrible.
Just saying. It would be a fun story if old JMU pulled an upset.
It'd be wild. If JMU pulls the upset, it lives in the pantheon of Boise State, Oklahoma.
It surpasses.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that Oklahoma team had Adrian Peterson on it.
But that Boise State team also had some dudes on it, too.
Were they dudes, or do we just know them because of that game?
No, there were some dudes on that team. That's why they were getting the love that they got.
Okay. I mean, they did go to a Fiesta Bowl.
Like,
I mean, that's a big bowl
in an
game.
Era where it was really tough to get that, right?
This lives in the pantheon bigger than Utah over Alabama.
Yeah.
Alex Smith and,
yeah.
And
well, number one overall draft pick.
Our introduction to Whittingham as he was the interim in that because of Herb.
And again, I don't think Oregon drops the ball in this. I think there's a chance I think JMU covers. I'm still not going there yet, but...
But see, I hate that that's the biggest aspect of this game that our brains are on, is how to gamble it.
Yeah.
And honestly, as a non-gambler, just looking at it from afar, I wouldn't touch this game. Because if the spread's 21, dude, that's 31-10 written all over it. You know what I mean? Ducks are up 31-3 going into the third quarter, going into fourth quarter.
I'll wait to see if a hook comes either way.
Yeah.
If a hook comes either way, that might be the deciding factor.
20.5? I might take Ducks cover on that.
20.5 feels...
But I hate 21. I hate 21.5.
You give me 21.5, I'd probably go jam you.
Yeah, I might too.
Like, that's how close I am. I feel like 21's a really good number. You know, I've been asking Duck fans. You know, Dirt was out yesterday. I had a case of the mud butts. And before we went on, I was like, all right, man, give it to me. You excited? Like, you excited about this? Because he bleeds green and yellow. He's Duck all through and through, you know. And he was like, hell yeah, man. He's like, very likely going to have a blowout playoff win. Like, it's going to be a four-hour party with 60,000 of my closest friends. And I'm like, okay, I get that. Because I was talking to producer Danny, who's my producer on TV over at K2. And I'm like, you excited about this? And he goes, well, one, I can't go because the Blazers are playing. But he goes, otherwise, I would love to go. And I think that's kind of where I think most Duck fans are. It's like, it's a playoff game at Autzen, regardless of who you're playing. It's the first.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
But to show you some of the reality, have you seen ticket prices? You can get in the door pretty cheap.
Yeah, which is, I mean.
Because, dude, nobody's looking at it. That's why I'm saying, like, I.
And the Ducks don't control the tickets because it's run through the college football playoff, which I wonder if that does change some things, like at availability and stuff like that.
I don't know. I think Duck fans would go if they could. I don't think that would stop.
I'm wondering if that's if it's different in as far as like how that's shaping the market a little bit.
And we're gonna spend all week talking about this game, and I'm just I think I'm gonna spend some time tonight really diving in and honestly fabricating stories for us to get into. And
just go into JMU's Sports and Athletics Twitter page. They'll give you all the storylines possible.
That place is pretty gold now.
I mean, you're talking about that's the San Francisco gold rush on Twitter right now.
Well, we talked about it last week, giving them some love about some of the poking fun
they ain't stopping.
And they haven't stopped. Yeah, maybe we'll revisit that tomorrow.
I think the only team that has done this better with like the momentum. Do you remember TCU 2 years ago?
Yes, I do.
Hypnotoad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that was great.
The Hypnotoad.
Just doing all the chop videos.
It's pretty good.
When a social media team gets a hold of something and they continue to evolve it and grow it and not just beat the horse, you know what I mean? Like, I like that. I appreciate that. When you know you've got something good, just keep, you know, just milk that thing till it's dry.
Why not? Tyson Alger will join us tomorrow. What should we ask him?
All of the Duck questions. Or do we just pivot and just ask him nothing but JMU questions?
Well, his alma mater is in the semifinals of a national championship run right now.
What is it?
The Battle of the Wild, Montana State.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that's the highest ticket price this weekend?
Not surprising.
Yeah, that's the high
Brawl of the Wild.
Brawl of the Wild. Thank you. That's what it's called. That is the highest ticket price on the secondary market of all games. Alabama at Oklahoma.
Have you seen the views at both those stadiums?
Oh yeah.
Holy.
What's
the weather going to be there?
Something like the average ticket price for the Brawl of the Wild is like $650.
Well, I mean, all of Montana's descending on that game.
Yes. That game, Danny, could have like Army Navy feels to it. You know what I mean? Of like everybody just converging.
The crazy thing about that moment. That game's on ABC.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Right now, weather's actually not atrocious for Montana in late December.
See, ESPN should have some stones and not go to another damn SEC game for game day and go to Montana. It's the biggest game this weekend. It really is.
So it is now forecast for 37 degrees at game time. Thankfully, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, so it's not going to be absolutely ungodly, but it does get down to 18.
Yeah. What's the high?
38.
38? That's what we had in Baltimore.
That is what we had, huh?
I didn't find it that cold.
I mean, we haven't talked about old Trump and his coin toss.
Did he have the bandage on his hand?
I do. Looking back, he did have the thick gloves on.
Is this where Danny bails out the president
for
being bad at flipping coins?
No, it was a bad toss, but we have the coin.
You like, still have yours on you? Oh, man, I threw that thing in a drawer.
For those that don't know, in the military, you have challenge coins. That's what this is. In the military adages, another military member does a coin check, coin challenge. You don't have yours. You buy the round.
Well, I'm not former military, so.
But you also have a coin given to you by a former military member now.
Do I?
Yeah.
Is the guy who gave it to me in military?
Yeah.
I believe it was handed to me by someone who works for USAA. That doesn't necessarily
Rob didn't hand it to you. That's right.
Yeah, see?
But it's a bigger coin. And if you get the gloves on, that's That's probably a harder toss. But
I don't know, man. Dude, I have dexterity in my fingers.
I'm just going to go ahead and guess that he hasn't probably touched a coin since he was a child.
Well, I'm also going to go ahead and guess that this man is not fully healthy.
Yeah.
And there's probably that.
There's probably so many hands.
Don't give me this glove garbage, okay?
He's probably
the dude
old.
Has like IVs going into him every day. He's senile and racist and says terrible things on the internet.
And he's old as dirt, which we need to stop doing that with any president. But on top of that, the only time I think he's probably seen coins recently was probably like Scrooge McDuck diving into them.
Yeah, I guess.
You know.
I don't know.
There's probably a room in one of the Trump hotels. It's like a Scrooge McDuckian like coin vault to dive into.
We've talked enough Trump for me today.
There you go.
I'm really over it.
But the reality of college football and like mattering in Montana State. Hell yeah, dude. I'm all about that.
I know.
I was gonna say beyond the gloves with him and just in general, because you're just, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, you're never cold.
I just had appropriate jacket.
I'm just saying.
It's not that I wasn't, that I'm never cold.
Every person in there that didn't have gloves on had their hands in their pockets. It was not warm.
Oh, sure.
It was cold.
Oh, sure.
It was certainly cold hand weather.
But like everything in the Northwest, you just prepare. Like I don't own an umbrella. I have like 4 rain jackets.
Mm.
And that's, I just rock that.
Weirdo.
Why?
It is weird that Oregon has this pride thing about not using umbrellas. Because if you go to the East Coast where it pours.
Well, I want my hands free.
They all have umbrellas. You go into any place on the East Coast, basically, they all have umbrella stands.
I don't think it's a pride thing. I think it's just, I don't want to hold things. Maybe it's lazy.
I am
definitely lazy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I would much rather wear a jacket than hold an umbrella.
Mm.
I'll take Ducks by 25.
Not there yet. I'll make mine on Friday. I want to see where this line goes.
I want to know. I'm going to start here. Ooh, you know what I'll do? Mm. I will start at the line. Right now, I'll take the Ducks 21. By 21.
Okay.
And let's see how high I get by Friday.
Okay. I like that.
Let's see how high I get by the end of the night.
You said 24?
Hey, it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Mm.
Did I say what?
You said 24 before you went back.
I said
it,
25.
Right? 25. Okay.
So I will start at 21.
We have your range as high as 25 now.
Yeah,
see if
dude.
It goes beyond that.
Dude, you could get me to 30.
Mm.
You could.
Wow.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right, we come back. It is free consultation here on the firm. Get your questions, your help you need, and we will get to you and solve all your problems. 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. Free consultation next. Portland Sports Leader and the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harris and Marang dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, free consultation here. Do it every single Tuesday, 12:15. So might have some slots available. 503-864-6326. Jump in on it if you like.
I've got one to submit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you care to go first, Mr. Murray?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I am having surgery Christmas Eve.
That's a wild concept, dude.
Yeah, well, I had two choices. December 4th, which would have been great, but you can't fly for 2 weeks. So wouldn't have been able to do Army Navy.
Would have been great for me. Yeah. Solo trip.
Nah, they would have made you stay. They would have sent Dirt and Sprague instead.
They probably would have. Yeah. Let's be real.
Swap it out. We're good here.
Those guys are real people. We're not.
But yeah, no. So it's being done in the morning is what it sounds like. Somewhere between 9 and 11. I have a deviated septum. I've had it my whole life, and apparently it's pretty bad. So it's going to be like an hour and a half long surgery. My sister used to work as a nurse in the ENT office, and she called me the other night and said, I think this is going to suck a lot more than you think it's going to suck.
Buckle up, buddy.
Yeah. She's like, you have to use this like nasal spray every hour, like saline spray every hour. You can't lay down. You have to be up at like at least 45 degrees. Mm. Like it's like all these little things that kind of go with it. And I had said that, look, I've had a lot of surgeries. I haven't had a lot of surgeries above the neck. So this is what, the third?
I mean, any surgery above the neck would be terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, again,
deviated septum might be your best bet.
Right. And all mine have been like from fractures or injuries. I mean, if you watch on YouTube, the dent in the middle of my forehead, it's when my skull got fractured as a kid. So, but, you know. I mean, I'm Mr. You know, tough it out kind of guy in the sense of like, oh, I'll be fine. And so I volunteered that I would make breakfast in the morning on Christmas. Am I crazy for thinking that I could make breakfast burritos a day removed from facial surgery?
You sure are, man. Mm. I don't think you're going to make burritos.
You don't think I can stand over the skillet all drugged out of my mind and cook some bacon, eggs, potatoes?
No, I don't. Now, will you? Yes, I think you will because now you have like something to prove.
Yeah.
But do I think you could? Should? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
What's an acceptable meal that I could make?
Nothing. Let other people cook for you.
No, man.
Your ego just needs to go away, dude. For like 5 seconds.
I've said this, I think, on air before. I haven't been a big holiday person in my life, particularly Thanksgiving and Christmas, because the adult formative years were not with family.
Yeah,
you know, I was overseas. So, we had our Christmas traditions when I was a kid. We would drive to California. You know, we'd make it down to LA in 13 hours and spend a week down in the mountain with the whole family. But those are the kid ones. So doing stuff, I never got into. I'm doing the Christmas lights thing. We're doing PIR on Friday, Winter Wonderland.
Yeah.
But I wanted to like have a tradition. And I was like, you know what would be a cool tradition? Breakfast burritos in the morning.
And not this year, man. Check it at the door, dude.
I got to start somewhere.
I understand, but the concept of less than 24 hours facial surgery on drugs, you're going to do anything? You're out of your mind, dude.
I mean, I've done more on drugs.
The most you should do is get out of bed to go pee. Like, that's it. Mm. Outside of that, bro, park your fat ass and watch some sports.
You should see the things that they're shoving up my nose, too.
Already told me. It sounds terrible.
It's like, how do they get something that's like that? My God. How do they get something that big in a hole that small?
I'll let you have that one. DoorDash some Denny's coming in from the YouTube chat. Okay. Here's a good one from the YouTube as well. I saw that there's a company that's going to run races with what's the best way to describe these? They are part of the reproduction process.
Little swimmers.
Swimmers.
Yes.
From the men. From the men's side. They are going to run swimmer races.
Mm.
They are microscopic races that happen in real time.
Do they have like backstroke, breaststroke?
Do you see the pregame race?
It's a different stroke that gets you there.
But yeah, well.
Do they have pregame coverage?
Is this like the 50 nanometer race?
Like what's the pregame coverage?
What's the 100 nanometer free look like?
They just got a $10 million investment, and look, I want to bet on it. Yeah. Am I a degenerate?
This pregame footage brought to you courtesy of Foreplay.
Yes, yeah. No kidding, right? Am I a degenerate for wanting to bet on it?
There's probably worse things to bet on.
Well, yeah, you are, because it's not like, you know, Johnny's swimmers are faster than Jimmy's swimmers. Mm. Like what's the scouting?
Are we getting
report?
Yeah, are we getting like
is there a spread?
Well, I mean.
Hello.
I mean, are we getting the lab work ahead of time?
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, does Vegas have, like, what do the sharps think?
Well, here's the thing. Like, God, this goes, like.
Don't say out of pocket because it's always in pocket for you.
No, I'm just I'm not even gonna say that. Like, this is just gonna go wild. Like,
break
the.
did I say that out loud? Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's I'm trying to figure, like, how, number one, how do they tag them?
Like, how do you know who's who? Yeah,
they slight little numbers on them, like little horses.
Do they cover them in different colors, like they tried with the hockey puck?
Yeah, we get the
red,
the
green, blue, and yellow.
Well, we get the glow stream behind it for the speed.
Yeah, I will watch one. I don't think I'm gonna like super get into it.
Well, and also, like, oh, screw it, I'm gonna say it. Is there more than one racer?
Yeah, I think so. Like multiple racers. Like, would you have six or seven?
That's what I mean. Like,
or is it a race amongst yourself?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Now I see. You know what I mean? Like,
is this
a solo team event?
Do they have names? Do we name them like horses?
Yeah.
Again, probably a solo event leading up to it.
I'm just, you know.
Well, that's what, again, what's the pregame coverage like?
That's what I mean here. Like,
is this like going to a room and here's a little cup?
Yeah.
Or is this like we're trying to make babies here?
That feels like there's a lot of variables here.
There's a lot of technicalities that need to be ironed out in this.
I'll tell you this. I don't think you can rig it.
No, you can't rig it. The one sport not rigged.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Little.
The roids actually hurt you in this case.
Tungsten McGee has won three races in a row, and people are going to start saying it's rigged.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
It's the one and done.
The winners can't race
it. Yeah, see? You get a new pool every time.
See.
Break.
I don't want to see the pre-event process. Don't say that yet. You don't know that yet. The pre-event process could be really, really cool. Now, again, if it's like me in my own closed-off door area, no, you don't want to see that. But, I mean, is this like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds? Like,
well, are you getting a helping hand?
Oh, God.
That's the real question. Is it me against me against me against me, or is it like me against Danny against Jeff? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean there's a lot. I have questions, and I shouldn't have questions. I don't want to have questions.
I have lots of questions,
but I do.
Free consultation will continue. We got some more right here on the Fan. Last call 503-864-6326. There's the Kahuna with sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, round two, free consultation here on a Tuesday, 503-864-6326. I'm good with the breaststroke. Someone needs to superimpose Kevin Hart as a jockey.
Do we need to superimpose him?
Is Diddy's couch the track for this event? Maury Povich should announce the play-by-play.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't betting on this put a real load on someone's finances? Today's favorite in the little swimmer race, Chief Skeet.
Mm.
Wow.
I mean.
You know, my good friend, Wimbin Yum Yum.
Sorry about that. Misfire.
Was it?
I don't know. Wow. Okay. This is free consultation. We help you out in anything you can need. Let's try to get this back on the rails, gentlemen.
Good luck.
Okay, here's a free consultation question. As a Duck fan, if Dante leaves for the NFL, how should Oregon attack the QB situation, in-house or another transfer? I think what Oregon's done in this situation is they've kind of rewritten what you can do. I mean, Dante Moore transferred, but he sat a year.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel transferred and played a year.
Yeah, after his sixth year.
Bo played 2 years. Mm-hmm. They've got guys that they seemingly like in-house. I don't know what Oregon does.
I think no matter what.
Five toes on each side, but.
I think no matter what, Oregon's going to lose a quarterback.
Yes.
This offseason.
Yes.
Whether it's Novosad, whether it's Akili Smith Jr., like, they just have dudes. That's what happens. Like, selfishly, I'm wondering what USC's going to do. Mayava just announced that he's coming back.
Yeah, he was re-signed.
Yeah, he's coming back. And
look at Rusty, all mad at me for saying that.
They've got Houston Longstreet, who was a five-star quarterback last year, and I'm like, I don't want to lose him. You know, it's like, when you have dudes, this is what happens. But with the way football is now in college, these guys, like, JKS had a pretty damn good year at Cal.
He did.
Does he stay at Cal, or does he go, you know what? I just watched a guy in Mendoza play here, then go to Indiana and do real well.
Tosh Lupoi flew all the way to his house and got him to stay.
But you know what I mean? Like totally. those like Trinidad Chambliss.
I think when you look at this year, if he goes this year, I think you have to really look at who's available. And right now,
you should absolutely look at who's available.
Well, of course. And looking at who's available, I might stay in house.
Well, that's the thing is that if they go,
I don't love the quarterbacks in this transfer portal.
Well, here's the thing. I will go back to, nobody really loved Bo Nix.
But Bo was pretty damn good.
He had warts. I mean, Auburn was not, like, super disappointed to see him go.
Yeah.
And this is what Oregon has done incredibly well with their transfers, is evaluating and getting guys that make sense for them. And so if one of those guys isn't ready in Oregon's room, or you think that you can get somebody better, that is what college football has become.
Yeah.
Can you get somebody, and it's not just the quarterback position, anywhere on the roster.
And I don't buy the, we're bringing in DJ Lagway for a quarterback battle. And it's like, no, you're not.
No.
You're bringing in DJ Lagway to start.
Yes.
You know, that was why it was so funny at the beginning of the year when we were talking, is Dante Moore going to start? Yeah, he was going to start. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel stupid that we had that question, because you don't bring in a transfer and pay him money to not be the starter.
Well, I mean, he did sit a year.
Well, I know, but they came out and were like, he's going to sit a year.
Yeah.
We knew that ahead of time.
But still.
But coming into this season, it was like, there's no way he's not going to be the starter.
I don't think it was no way. There were certainly a lot of people who had a feeling that Novosad could make a real push for it.
In hindsight, I feel silly for thinking it.
I mean, you weren't the only one thinking it. There was plenty of discussion around it. But yeah, no, I think what Oregon should do, and what every program in that position should do, is evaluate what's available.
Well, definitely. And I think I'm just saying I don't like what's available.
I mean, I think they're all pretty good.
Eh, not, as you like to say, not my Huckleberry.
That's fair.
Free concert.
There's no John Mateer out there.
The great John Mateer. No, there isn't. I mean, could it be? Is John Mateer available? Free consultation, appropriate gifts for parents who have everything. Are gift cards appropriate for parents, i.e. restaurants versus shopping? My parents are almost 80 and still very independent. How many more weeks till Christmas? How many shopping weeks till Christmas?
One?
I just know that you always keep me updated on that. This is a tough one, amigo. I live in the same world as you. My father-in-law is really, really difficult to shop for. Mm-hmm.
I just sent the text out for like last minute. Like, anybody miss anything?
Yeah.
Anything I could scoop up?
I will tell you this. If I got gift cards for my father-in-law, who's mid-70s, I would be burned at the stake.
Mm.
I would absolutely be burned at the stake. So obviously everybody's situations are, you know, their own. I think you got to just really dig deep down and find something.
Because
even if they don't like it, I think the olds especially want the effort.
See, here's where I've gone with gift cards. Number one, anybody giving me gift cards, fine.
I've got no problem with it.
I have no problem with it. Also,
cash is king.
Make the check to cash.
Yeah, cash is king.
But beyond that, if you're going to do the gift card, do it with intention. Like experiences or something like that. Like
My father-in-law, he usually gets me and my wife a gift card to a specific restaurant.
Yes.
Where he's like, we love this restaurant.
I don't think you've been.
Check it out.
Yeah.
If it's a gift card, to your point, like an experience, a specific catered experience, I'm in.
My dad and I like to go shooting. So I got him a gift card to a shooting range that had had a full simulator, and he had never done any of the simulation, any of the training stuff. And I was like, I'll go in there. It'll be cool to go with you, show you how to do all this stuff. And we had a blast. So like those kind of things, I think can be, that's how you can get the workaround, so to speak, for the gift card to make it a little more sense. Other than like, here's a $100 gift card to Target.
And then let's go off the rails here. Is it wrong to feel guilty for buying P. Diddy's No Way Out, knowing what we know now from the doc? First of all, Puff Daddy and the Family, No Way Out, that album is a banger.
Not a fan.
Really?
I was never a Diddy, Daddy, any word fan.
Oh, I was never a big Puff Daddy fan. Some of his Biggie beats are really, really good. That album was awesome. That album, everybody I knew owned that album, and we were mostly West Coast hip-hop kids.
That's the thing, is like Northeast hip-hop, Nas, Wu-Tang Clan, Biggie.
Fugees, they're Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know, but different.
How are they different?
Just different. But that was pretty much all of the Northeast stuff that I did with. Everything I listened to was either West Coast or Southern.
90% of my stuff came out of L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always been a West Coast hip hop guy, and then the South, and whether it's Atlanta or Houston, those are the where I stuck.
But in terms of feeling guilty for buying the record,
he's not good enough to cross the threshold. Like Michael Jackson, good enough to cross the threshold. Kanye West, first three albums, good enough to cross the threshold.
I don't listen to Kanye anymore.
That's fine. I get it. Look, I feel mildly guilty about it, but the first three albums are absolute bangers. R. Kelly. Remix to Ignition is pretty damn good.
Oh, man, I love R. Kelly music.
It's pretty good.
I really love R. Kelly music.
It's tough.
The R. Kelly one hurt me a lot.
Like, don't get me wrong.
Especially because my go-to karaoke song forever was I Believe I Can Fly.
That's what I mean. Like, there's some, like, absolute certified platinum bangers that I don't go whole albums, but a couple songs make it into the list. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever the hell you want to call him, never good enough to have anything anywhere near the exception list.
I don't listen to R. Kelly anymore, for the record. It just feels weird. You know, it was like when I was standing by Urban Meyer the other day, and I was like, I don't like this. It feels weird.
I think most people feel that with her.
It just feels gross. Then he walked past me, and I got the little, like,
yeah,
the heebie-jeebs.
Yeah, a little Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just don't really dig it.
Yeah. Like I said,
the R. Kelly one hurt me.
The threshold is really high.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson, I don't care. I don't.
You know, a lot of people have issues with Elvis. A lot of people have issues with John Lennon.
Well, here's the thing. I would imagine, like, if you're talking about the greatest of all time type folks, most of them were pretty awful.
Oh, yeah. Almost all artists, like, are terrible.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look, Metallica.
Pablo Picasso, not a good dude. Yeah,
Metallica's best albums were when they were strung out and alcoholics. They got clean.
That's called inspiration.
But that's what I mean. Like, they got clean, their music went. I mean, Saint Anger sucked.
Oh, I don't like Metallica at all, so I couldn't tell you.
Really?
Yeah, not my band.
Ugh.
Not my band.
Ride the Lightning?
Also, also every time I hear Enter Sandman, I hated those Yankee teams so much.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, Metallica's not my jam. Oh, not my thing. Not my thing. All
Who
right.
Who comes out to Dave Matthews Band?
Not me. I don't. That would be silly. When we come back, it's Closing Arguments. Call today and send you on your way. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Meringue is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the Closing Arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Closing Arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information. Coming up on the show tomorrow, on a Wednesday, we will get to some more Oregon Ducks chatter, how to prep for this kind of game. Tyson Alger will join us, as he always does, at 10:30 to get into James Madison and the playoff as well. Do we have our 11:30 confirmed?
No, but he said confirmation is forthcoming. So.
We are efforting for Danny Cannell on tomorrow. We'll have some NFL talk. Web Gems will be a fun one. And we start bowl season tomorrow. I'm not counting that UW-Boise State thing.
Nah,
I'm not counting that. But bowl season starts tomorrow, so that'll be fun as well.
Who we got tomorrow?
Shoot, I just had it in front of me. Damn it.
Is it a fun game or is it a fun bowl?
I think it's garbage on both sides.
No.
Somebody say something installed. Stalling
for time.
Tuesday. Okay. Tuesday at. Oh, there's a bowl game.
Bowl game tonight? Tuesday.
Bowl game tonight.
There's bowl season now.
At 6 o'clock, we have Troy and Jacksonville State in the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl.
There you go.
Tomorrow on Wednesday.
Got a little good military contractor bowl.
At 5:30 is Louisiana versus Delaware in the 68 Ventures Bowl.
Oof.
But earlier in the day at 2 o'clock, the Staff DNA Cure Bowl, Old Dominion at USF.
Ooh, a little Byron Brown act. He's probably not going to play.
No, he's on the sidelines. Yeah. He's transferring.
Yeah, that's right.
But he said he was going to be at the game.
All right.
So cool. I give the kid a lot of props for that. That's how you do it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how you
do it. Don't get hurt out there because you're probably costing yourself a couple million dollars.
Let's see. USF -3 in that game, and Louisiana also -3 against
Delaware.
Holy crap,
Delaware. I could go home and have football on.
I know.
That's pretty dope.
I'm kind of excited about
it. I walk
that.
In the door at 2 o'clock. That might be kind of nice.
Oh, dang. I have to go get my kids tomorrow. Yeah, they can walk home.
What? Uphill both ways in the rain.
Yeah, I think
I like it.
But without an umbrella.
There you go. Yeah, no.
You know what really chaps my ass? Monday the 22nd, I do not have to work that day. You guys do, but I don't. Wazoo bowl game.
Have you changed?
I have changed.
Oh.
Did I not tell you?
You did not communicate that to me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm out.
Okay.
Washington State versus Utah State on Monday, December 22nd.
Okay.
It's the only bowl game on in the day. The Idaho, famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
There you go.
Two future Pac-12 teams Smurf going turf. At it on the Smurf turf in the Northwest. 11 a.m. kick.
Ooh.
It's the only bowl game on.
And?
What are we doing here?
I love it.
Put it on at 3 o'clock.
You know what I'm going to have?
What?
A freaking bowl game on the TV in here.
I think it's lame. I think it's super lame.
Day drinking anyways. What are you worried about?
But that ruins my whole... I have plans with my wife that night.
I do. So now you're watching a bowl game during the day.
And I'm going to go like pass out in the afternoon? Yeah. I hate this.
Why? Because your character is being shown?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But they're playing it on the turf that is the same place that's going to be in my conference next year. I have to watch.
I wonder if I could convince my wife to go to the game.
Ooh.
We both don't work. Don't have the kids either.
It's a 6-hour drive.
Yeah. Boise's cool old place. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love Boise.
Let's see.
Although going through the pass at that time of year.
What pass?
Going up the hill and the mountains.
That'd be fine.
Famous last words.
I got goat mode, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah. if you see new Bronco on the side of the road in eastern Oregon.
Help.
Tell him.
Ayúdame.
Tell him to put it in goat mode and keep going.
Ayúdame. I need help. Let's see. FIFA / tickets. There will be $60 tickets available for games because
for the
World Cup.
Okay.
I am efforting to go to the USA Australia game on June 19th in Seattle, and tickets I can't find cheaper than $1,200. I am priced out of that. I do not have that kind of coin to do that.
Well, no, but
absolutely not.
You can probably get in the building for combined that, which is not fun. But better.
Yeah, maybe. I don't want that, though.
Let's be honest. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
Team USA on USA turf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's your jam, like, that's up there.
Yeah.
Like, I need Donovan Klingon to make Team USA in 2028 so that I can justify dipping out of here in the summer.
Yeah.
I have a hotel reservation in L.A.,
Yeah, you've already done it.
Yeah.
You're going to go anyway.
There's a pretty strong chance that I'm going to go.
I'll tell you what. If we're still doing this stupid little show then, you have my blessing.
There you go.
And that's all
that matters. But watching Team USA basketball play in USA, that's pretty dope.
That's why I'm efforting USA Australia.
That's
how
what
do I
mean.
I get a media credential?
Oh, you needed to apply for that like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you can get one now.
Damn it.
If you did, it may not even get you like in the building.
Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. That'll do it for us, everybody. We will catch you mañana. For Danny Marang, that's Jeff Rust on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye. You want to dip your balls in that? How did I get something that big in a hole that small?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.